We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 2, Part 7, page 513 in Hebrew. The Ten Sefirot of the Seven Melachim Kadmain who died, item 39. You can send us your questions to Kap.tv. Item 39, the words of Dari. Now we shall return to the intention and say that Abba ve'ima were initially panim bepanim, since the mochin was made for them from keter. Hence, their man, which causes their erection and sustenance of the bechina, the panim bepanim, face to face, was the reality of these seven melachim that were in Nehi Bina, in Me'i Bina, and these were its man. This is how it is always. The sons are man de ima, while these seven melachim that were inside Bina raised man and caused a zivug to Abba ve'ima. The mochin were extended to them. Abba ve'ima were returned panim bepanim, face to face, and they mated together in order to induce these seven melachim. When these seven melachim came out, had they not died but existed, they would have situated Abba ve'ima panim bepanim, although they came out below. In addition, they would have been beneficial for their man, although because they broke and died. For this reason, the achoraim of Abba ve'ima too, which locate them panim bepanim, went below, and then returned achor beachor, back to back, as there is no one to raise man for them anymore and sustain the return panim bepanim. Again, item 39. We shall return to the intention and say that Abba ve'ima were first panim bepanim, face to face, since mochin was made for them from keter. Hence, their man, which causes their erection and sustenance of the b'china, the panim bepanim, was the reality of these seven melachim that were in the me'i, the bina, and these were its man.
Abba ve'ima of Nikudim were born out of keter of Nikudim, right? Below the tabu, the general tabu, we have keter of Nikudim. And below that, Abba ve'ima of Nikudim. The keter gives birth to Abba ve'ima. But the sustenance of Abba ve'ima comes from below, from the deficiency of Zon that raised their deficiency to Abba ve'ima. That's what he's saying here. Again,
we shall return to the intention and say that Abba ve'ima were first panim bepanim,
in order to give birth to Zon,
since the mochin was made for them from keter. Hence, their man, which causes their erection and sustenance of the bechina, the panim bepanim,
when are they panim bepanim?
Was the reality of these seven melachim that were in Me'i Bina, and these were its man. This is how it always is. The sons are man de ima, while these seven melachim that were inside Bina raised man and caused a zivug to Abba ve'ima. The mochin were extended to them. Abba ve'ima were returned panim bepanim, and they mated together in order to induce these seven melachim. When these seven...
We have the tabu, and below the tabu we have keter, and the chab of keter are in Abba ve'ima, and the chab of Abba ve'ima are in Zon.
Mm-hmm.
We have the parsa here. And siyum. This is achap of zon. Galgalta ve'enayim of zon. Achap of Abba ve'ima. There are Galgalta ve'enayim. And Keter, Achap of Keter, and Galgalta ve'enayim of Keter. Make it Keter, Galgalta ve'enayim, and Achap. So, Abba ve'ima were created by Keter, but their sustenance is thanks to man from Zon.
When these seven Melachim came out, had they not died but existed, they would have situated Abba ve'ima panim bepanim, although they came out below. In addition, they would have been beneficial for their man, although, because they broke and died, for this reason, the Achoraim of Abba ve'ima too, which locate them panim bepanim, went below, and then returned achor beachor, back to back, as there is no one to raise man for them anymore and sustain their return panim bepanim.
No, lemata.
Below.
Adam 39, opnimi. Abba ve'ima were first panim bepanim, face to face, since the mochin was made for them from Keter. We have written above that the zivug, the gadlut, the Abba ve'ima, was by obtaining the disclosed nehi from Keter, the nikudim. Their man, which causes their erection and sustenance of the b'china, the panim bepanim, was the reality of these seven melachim. It has already been explained above that Abba ve'ima do not return panim bepanim unless through raising man the zon, because bina is in the form of because he delights in mercy at her root, and rejects Chochmah. However, when Zon rises to her from man, her root, the Or Yashar, direct light, awakens in her, since Zon, the Or Yashar, are her sons, which she emanated in Ha'arat Chochmah, illumination of Chochmah. Hence, after Zon rises to her from man, and Bina awakens to dispense them Ha'arat Chochmah, she then arrests her Achoraim and returns her Panim to Chochmah. She mates with him Panim bepanim and renews the illumination of Chochmah to Zon. And once Zon obtain Ha'arat Chochmah, they come to their place below. From there on, Bina is found in a zivug panim bepanim with Chochmah, in order to sustain Ha'arat Chochmah in Zon.
Questions? Is that clear? That's not clear. You're not listening, not hearing. We have Keter, Abba ve'ima, and Zon. Keter is connecting everything to above, further up, to Yishut, and then Ak. And it begets Abba ve'ima. Partsuf, or Chochma and Bina.
Abba ve'ima,
Chochma ve'bina beget Zon. But after everything was born and exists in Katnut, smallness, then Zon raise man. See this man? It's written here. to Abba Ve'ima, and this obligates Abba Ve'ima to be in connection between them, and each time to beget new mochin and bring them from Keter to Zon. Zon, turn to Abba Ve'ima and demand, bring us light. Abba brings light of Chokhmah, Ima brings light of Hasadim. We clothe Abba and Ima in one another, meaning light of Chokhmah clothed in the light of Hasadim, and this is what they give Zon. And Zon grows as a result of that. Meaning man from Zon awakens Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima gives Zon what they're asking for. Is that clear?
אנחנו ממשיכים בטור בית או פנימי, והנה כאן. והנה כאן,
Here,
עדיין לא נאצלו הזון שיוכלו לעלות למען לאבא ואימא.
Not emanated who could raise man to Abba ואימא. Hence, this raising of man was made by Nehi of the inner Ak. And the Yesod the Ak illuminated the Shuruk for Abba ואימא, the Vav and Nekuda. It is written in the Ari's words that the Vav is Bechinat Zer Anpin, and the Nekuda is Bechinat Nukva, and they became man in Ima. At that time, Ima was awakened to bestow Ha'arat Chokhma in them, stopped her Achoraim, and returned Panim Bepanim with Abba. Abba ve'Ima raised man higher up, meaning to Keter, and Keter too, above it, etc., up to Ein Sof. Then a new ore comes down from Ein Sof and cascades through the degrees until the drop of Zivug, the Abba Ve'ima, that descends on Vav and Nekuda inside them, which are Zon. They acquire illumination of Chochmah and then expand to their place below, meaning to the bottom seven, the Nikudim. In addition, in order to keep the illumination of Chochmah in Zon, Ima must extend the Panim Bepanim with Abba. Now you can thoroughly understand the Ari's words that Zon not only caused the returning of Abba ve'Ima, Panim Bepanim, when they are up in Ima in the form of man, but even after they expanded downward to their place, they are still considered the causes of the sustenance of the Zivug, the Abba ve'Ima, Panim Bepanim. Because of them, Ima must be Panim Bepanim with Abba in order to keep their illumination in Zon.
Is this clear? If not for Zon, Abba ve'Ima would never be Panim Bepanim, face to face. Each one holding on to its own. Only man of Zon brings them together and obligates them to mate and to bring from above the light of Chokhmah clothed in the light of Chasadim. Abba clothed in Ima, and then they fill the Zon. Okay? Chupchik, what are you looking at me? Well, what's not clear?
Two things are not clear to me. First of all, he writes a new light that comes down from Ein Sof. How can there be a new light from Ein Sof?
Every light that appears in the system is a new light, and it comes only from Ein Sof.
Its innovation is Panim Bepanim, Ima Ve'Abba.
It doesn't matter what kind of innovation or novelty. In general, I'm saying, every light comes from Ein Sof. We never have an action that repeats itself, that there is already such a light. It's always a novelty.
Suppose I understood. So the second question is about if Zon, which is the point of Malchut and the Vav of Zer Anpin, which are connected together and raise man to Abba ve'Ima, how, if what is what above Zon? Well, it's hard for me to ask this, but if it is a system which we make it work, how come that that system of Abba v'Ima does something that Zohar does not do. I would expect that man would rise from below all the way through to Keter.
No, how can it be? The lower one can only go up to its upper. It doesn't feel the upper's upper.
So what is the action that Abba v'Ima connect between them?
By man of Zohar. Then they turn to Keter.
So it's a new action from Abba v'Ima.
Yes.
But it's a system.
Yes, and Zohar awakens them.
The awakening from Zohar causes the system
to connect.
As if to live.
Yes, of course, otherwise they are in light of Hasadim, in standby.
Meaning the request from below causes and the awakening of the system, which is actually asleep, waiting for requests.
Only a tiny light of Hasadim in order to keep it alive, you know, suspended like that, you know? It is active, but it's turned off. No, not turned off completely, but in standby. It's in standby mode. The tiniest light of Hasadim.
And the force of the world Kli that we see on screens today, I don't know, I see them like it's exploded.
Today, more like than that.
There's a feeling that today we have an opportunity to perform a zivug of the system panim be panim, as if we have this opportunity today, Rav.
You're asking me. It depends on you. Okay, we're done with Asaf. Yes, Zoraev.
Man. They awaken. No. Man the Zohar awaken Abba v'Ima. Who awakens man?
Man of Zohar. Where'd they come from?
Yes.
From the fact that Zohar feels themselves out of place. Because they are in Vav and Nekuda, and a point. They have no connection to bestow. And the Rishimo, they awaken and they activate the Zohar. The Rishimo.
So basically, the Zohar are the seven broken Melachim who were there before.
Shattered. It's before the shattering.
We're not talking about the Olam HaAtzilut now? That corrects the shattering that was in Gadlut, the Nikudim?
No. We are talking about... Look, which part are you studying? What is it called?
Seven Melachim. He says that they caused the Zivug, the raising of man.
This is not the Zion, the seven kings. It's Zion Melachim, it's Zon of the world of Nekudim that goes from Katnut to Gadlut, from smallness to greatness. They were created from above to downwards in Katnut, and now they're awakened from below up to ask for Gadlut.
He says that Abba v'Ima become turned panim b'panim in two cases. The first time is when man from Nehi the Ak rises to them. It is even before Zohar were emanated, only then they get man from Zohar and they turn to panim b'panim. So what's the difference between these two kinds of man?
The first man is to give birth to Zohar, and the second man is to enter Gadlut and give Gadlut to Zohar.
No. זהו, כן.
הוא כותב ש...
He writes that even after they expanded below to their place, they are regarded as causing the sustenance of Zivug de Abba v'Ima, meaning they remain panim bepanim from that state onward.
יש דבר כזה גם כן, אבל אני לא חושב שהוא כך מדברית.
We have such a thing, but what are you reading?
And now you can understand the words of the Ari.
As you understand the words of the Ari, that not only Zohar caused the return of Abba v'Ima panim b'panim when they were in Ima above as man, but even after they expanded below to their place, they're also considered causing the sustenance of the Zivug, meaning man stays in Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima stay panim bepanim, face to face, in order to sustain the zone. Abba Ve'ima panim bepanim. Because of them, Ima is obligated to be panim bepanim with the Abba to sustain their illumination to zone. Their man causes them the sustenance of the panim bepanim and the reality of the seven kings that were in the intestines of Bina. Since they were Vav and Nekuda, that bestowed to them a sort of Ak, that when they returned to the Me'i of Ima, they caused her to return Panim B'Panim Im Abba. And also later, when the seven kings expanded and returned to their place, they're also causing Abba Ve'ima the existence of Panim B'Panim. Because of them, Bina must extend, continue her Zivug of Panim B'Panim with Abba in order to bestow and sustain in them the illumination of Chochmah to Zon, as explained.
So it's a state that remains permanently, meaning in the system now, Abba Ve'ima.
They want it to be like this, yes. The man that remains in the upper one never stops. Why would it stop? It's a state where Zon receive in order to bestow. Seemingly. It's not explaining how it's happening in the seven kings in the process, but rather how they're arranged, Zon and Abba Ve'ima. Meaning, what does it teach us? Practically, everything depends on the desire of the lower one. The lower one raises man, something happens. He does not raise man, nothing will happen. Rather, the upper one, reluctantly, because the general engine is working, he's activating the lower one through the problems to wake up and ask. Clear, right?
And the new light that comes down from Ein Sof, it's new to the low ones. There is no novelty above. It's towards the low ones.
It goes through all the worlds and in each and every place. It is new.
But in Ein Sof,
no, there it's light of Ein Sof. There's no innovation. The innovation in Ein Sof are not happening by the new light, if you can say that. Listen, but when raising a deficiency from the lower ones, that does not exist in Ein Sof. And by Ein Sof, by that, Ein Sof awakened, just like Abba Ve'ima awakened by the man, awakens is awakened by the man of the lower one, even your man. And then it has there's a first zivug in it, first coupling. It's not innovation, because it's a lot of Ein Sof, but from the perspective of the work of the lower ones, they're the ones who switch on the light. Without them in Ein Sof, you have only the light of Nefesh, and they come to Na'an Chai through the man that we raise.
What are seven melachim?
Seven kings, Zayin Melachim, are seven sfirot of Zer Anpin and Malchut that demand Gadlut, greatness, and because they are in the wrong environment, below the Parsa, where they cannot receive the Gadlut, but they think that they can receive it, meaning from their perspective, they're performing the correct calculation. They want Gadlut in order to bestow, to give contentment and of correction. But the environment where they're in doesn't give them the strength to carry out this Gadlut. And then the shattering takes place. In Zat, it's called Zayin Melachim Kadmeim, they meet with the seven kings that died.
In the beginning of Arim 39, he writes that Zohar obtained the illumination of Chochmah, and then below, he writes,
we didn't get to that. We are still in the middle of the scrutiny. Zohar that attained the illumination of Chochmah, they shatter. And you can say also this way, more precisely, Galgalta v'naim of Zohar that are above the Prasa, they pass the life of Chochmah to Zat of Zohar that are below the Prasa, and they have no problem. Galgalta v'naim of Zohar. They don't break. They are vessels of bestow of Zohar, and they are above the Parsa in the right environment where the upper light can appear, because there is the illumination of Bina. This is before the boundary of the second restriction. So everything is working fine for the time being, until the light appears below the Parsa in Zat of Zohar. It's like when a person is falling from the roof. So they ask him on the fifth floor, how are you doing? He says, for the time being, fine. That's how it is. It's really on the way down. And it's not felt that they're about to break. Because in spirituality, every discernment, every b'china is by itself.
In the last paragraph on page Taf Kuf Nun Gimel, he writes, and here, Zohar were still not emanated, who will be able to raise man to Abba Ve'ima, and therefore this illumination of man was done through the inner Nehi De'ak.
That's the first Zivug.
Can you explain more?
There is a Zivug on Dalet Gimel that comes to us from Nehi of Ak, not through man of Zohar, and through the Nehi of Ak, the world of Nekudim is set up, and then through Man of Zohar, there's a demand from Abba Vima to be in Gadlut and to give them the light of Chochmah, and specifically by that, the shattering occurs. So what do we need to correct? Our man, as a result, meaning the conclusion. Our man is the problem. We want, after the shattering, our man is what? Give me. We demand. Give me. Let me enjoy in my vessels of reception. And that's what we need to correct in order to bestow. Only the man. Our plea to the upper one, until it's correct, we won't feel the upper one even as someone who, you know, we have something to ask for, or someone to turn to. Rachamim, what's up with you? Why didn't I let you ask? You know why? Because we were in the middle of a scrutiny, and you come in with your individual question to the general scrutiny. Pay attention when you're asking.
Okay, suppose this is how it is.
This old guy, I like him. I like it.
Who does Keter perform the Zivug with, and when, in order to awaken the system of Klipot, which is dead and wants to give life to it?
I don't know. We didn't learn about the system of Klipot. It doesn't exist yet. Learn with us.
Zohar raise man. They are asleep, right? Keter needs to awaken them for them to raise man.
But it's not the system of Klipot.
Okay, so I was mistaken.
It's still before the shattering. Keter connects to your suit that stands above the taboo. And from whatever it receives from Yeshut, it passes that light to Abba Ve'ima. Keter is Bet of Itlapshut. Abba Ve'ima is Aleph of Aviut. They make a Zivug, they mate, and they give birth by the connection between them and Dalet Gimel they receive from Nehi of Ak. They give birth to Zohar. And Zohar are in their place.
Who does Keter perform Zezivug with? Only with himself, right? He has no one to perform Zezivug with.
It's not enough if he has 10 Sefirot. Again, Abba Vim clothed on a chap of Keter. And they are constantly felt in the Keter as a deficiency. He has someone to bestow to. No, that's enough.
You're right, it's enough.
I'm in a game with him.
Sergei from Dnepr is asking.
Мы как зон постоянно чувствуем себя не в порядке относительно желаемого состояния.
We as zone always feel ourselves wrong towards the desirable state. Why can't we raise man? What other conditions do we need in order for us to succeed?
Our intentions are incorrect. The fact that we feel bad is not enough to raise man. The whole world is crying out. The whole world is raising man, yes? But this is not man. Man is mei nukvin. The water of Nukva. Nukva is fine. We have enough of it. All the problems, all the troubles. Yes. Maim, water. Water means Bina. We want to be in bestowal.
No.
Okay, Moshe.
Page 414 in Hebrew. Meaning they broke and died, therefore Abba v'Ima, their Achoraim, which positions them panim bepanim, descended below. Because every matter of extending a zivug panim bepanim, the Abba v'Ima, is only in order to sustain the illumination of Gadlut with the sons being zon. Therefore, after the sons died, Bina has no need to extend panim bepanim with Abba, and therefore they return achor beachor. And every bechina of orot de gadlut which they had descend from their degree and fall to the bechina of guf and zat, meaning they were rejected from Rosh de Abba ve'ima. And the reason for their descent from Rosh de Abba ve'ima is because Bina returned to her original degree. She considers chasadim more than the light of Chochmah. It turns out that after the sons died and she has no need to extend the illumination of Chochmah for them, she immediately returns achor beachor, meaning to her first state, to extend chasadim and reject Chochmah. By that, she rejected and dropped the moch in the Chochmah outside the Rosh, into Bechinat Zat. As it is written, my princes, all of them kings. This is because these Achoraim that descended from their degree and became ministers were Melachim before, meaning when they were up in Rosh, the Abba ve'Ima, in Bechinat Moch in the Gadlut. Now that they have descended into Bechinat Zat, they have become ministers, meaning subordinate and enslaved to the Melachim, and understand.
Is there more to
ask? No. Let's go to questions and answers. We have some time. Let's learn something from there so we get used to it a little bit.
Daf Taf Kuf Ein Bet.
Lo, Ashilot Ze. Lipirusha Milot Ze. Lifneze. As Bonikra, Mao Ach Beach.
Let's read. What is Ach Beach? Back to back.
Page 572 in Hebrew. What is Ach Be'ach, Achor Be'achor? Item 1. correction achor be'achor, back to back, extends from the illumination of Or Ozen, which is Or Bina Derosh, whose achoraim is to Chochma, by way of because he delights in mercy. When the partsufim are devoid of Garde Chochma, they are corrected in this Or, the achoraim, the Bina, which suffices for them instead of Gar. This is the meaning of their hinder parts were inward.
Okay. Let's see. Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima.
Adam 8. What is Achoraim de Abba Ve'ima? Adam 9. What is Achoraim de Abba Ve'ima? These are the general seven melachim, which are the man and the reshimot of the roshim of the melachim. Again, these are the general seven melachim, which are the man and the reshimot of the roshim of the melachim.
13.
Item 13. What is a grip? A grip is like an anaf, a branch that grips to the tree and sucks its shefa, abundance, through its holding place. Similarly, the klipa grips the place of luck that she finds in kdusha, sanctity. This place is her tube, by which she sucks her entire force and sustenance, according to the measure of deficiency that she finds there.
What is Gadlut? 20.
Adam 20, what is Gadlut? Mochin de Abba, meaning Harat Chochma, illumination of Chochma, is called Gadlut.
What do you want to learn from here, please?
No. Lamed Vav?
Lamed Hey.
36.
35. What is raising man?
Nice.
Man means inducing zivug. It is always bechinat nehi or zon. This is so because the nekeva, female, is corrected in Or Achoraim Deima, that is cleaved only to Or Chasadim, rejecting Chochmah. For this reason, she does not bring her panim to the zachar, male, to receive illumination of Chochmah, except if she has some element that compels her to do so. This element is the Bechinat Zon, that Bina has connection to illuminate it in illumination of Chochmah, through the relation of Bina and Zon, the Or Yashar, direct light. Hence, when Zon rises to her for man, she immediately stops her achoraim and brings her panim back to Chochmah to receive illumination of Chochmah from him, performing a zivug panim be panim with him.
Okay. Read it again.
Again, 35. What is raising man? Man means inducing zivug. It is always bechinat nehi or zon. This is so because the nekeva, female, is erected in Or Achoraim Deima, that is cleaved only to Or Chasadim, rejecting Chochmah. For this reason, she does not bring her panim to the zachar, male, to receive illumination of Chochmah, except if she has some element that compels her to do so. This element is the Bechinat Zon, that Bina has connection to illuminate it in illumination of Chochmah, through the relation of Bina and Zon, the Or Yashar, direct light. Hence, when Zon rises to her for man, she immediately stops her achoraim and brings her panim back to Chochmah to receive illumination of Chochmah from him, performing a zivug panim be panim with him.
Let's go to page 577.
Tor Aleph Beemtza, Kegufo.
First column, because the goof of Adam are from the sigim of the melachim, which not sorted out, and it is mixed with good and bad. As a man was born a wild man, and when he purifies his body and separates the evil from him, then he receives upper illumination for his soul as the measure of his purification. And then, when he sins, the lights depart, and the clothings from these illuminations fall into the klipot, like happened during the shattering of the kelim. Because the fourth bechina was mixed with the kelim, the light had to depart, and the kelim fell into the klipa and became vitality for them. So it is when Adam sins, which means when he returns and mixes that evil which he already purified himself and separated in from his body, immediately the upper illuminations depart from his soul
that he attained,
and the clothings of these lights fall into the klipot and became vitality to them and nourishment.
I mean, what's happening? When do we have klipot? When he was righteous and he fell.
And this is the meaning of the persecution of the evil inclination and the sitra acha, to make the righteous sin and to cleave on to kedusha. Meaning, they don't have any vitality except for it. And when kedusha multiply, their life will multiply. Meaning, everyone who is greater, he has greater sanctity and shame. And when the sitra achra fails him and makes him sin, and the benefit and sanctity departs because of him, and their clothings fall to the share of the klipot, therefore they have multiplication of vitality from it. And therefore, everyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, because the sitra acha pursues him more.
Next part.
Let's sing a song first.
הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים, הניצות שבנו כמו אור. אלפי דרכים בעולם, רק אחת תוביל אל הדרום.
בין השמחות והדמעות, איך נדע מה לבחור?
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים הם נד נדע.
מהאמת רואים מפוך, מגבוה רואים נמוך.
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים הם נד נדע.
מהאמת רואים מפוך,
מגבוה רואים נמוך. כשאהבה רחוקה מהלב, הגעגוע גובר.
מורח ילדות שנצרף,
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר. בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצוץ של אהבה,
כמו כינור ומיתרה. כמה יפה מנגיע